August 25th marks 5 years since nearly 740,000 mostly Muslim Rohingya fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar, a flight triggered by a military crackdown and widespread atrocities. UN investigators and the US have called it a genocide. Bashley spoke to Rohingya women, youth leaders and religious representatives in the Cox's Bazar refugee camp.
We told her that what we were not able to do in Myanmar, we were able to do here. But we want to return to our home. She assured us that the UN is working hard and that soon we'll be able to start the repatriation process.
This is the first time a UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has visited Bangladesh and the Cox's Bazar Rohingya refugee camp since the post was established 29 years ago. Bangladesh's Foreign Minister urged Bashley to engage with Myanmar and ensure the repatriation of forcibly displaced Rohingya.
The UN High Commissioner has shown much concern about the Rohingya, and the UN has appreciated all our help. They also want Bangladesh to continue to help the Rohingya and say they will stand beside us on this.
One refugee presented a letter to the UN High Commissioner on behalf of all of them.
I wrote, "We escaped to Bangladesh due to atrocity committed against us. Women were raped and burned to death. There are still some Rohingya whose confiscated land is not returned, despite promises made. If the Myanmar government accepts all of our rights and demands, only then we will return."
Bashley told refugees those forcibly displaced would be repatriated under UN supervision and voluntarily, and diplomatic efforts were underway to make that happen. But many here wonder how long that will take and whether Myanmar's government will ever accept their demands. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.